The Ace and TJ Show and its charity Peyton's Promise are thrilled to partner with Lost Worlds Brewing. Lost Worlds Brewing has two great locations in Charlotte or Cornelius, and they've got some great weekday specials. On Monday nights, it's Neighborhood Night with $6 drafts, $7 well drinks, and $8 flights. Tuesday is Music Bingo at 7. Wednesday is half-price bottles of wine, and Thursday is Trivia Night. Find out more about Lost Worlds Brewing at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little extra. With a little extra. Uncensored, unedited, and almost uninterrupted. Get ready for the most extra podcast known to man. The Ace and TJ Show presents the Extra Funny Podcast.
Hey, hey. Something happened during the regular old show. Well, actually, it was during the break of a regular old show. It wasn't actually on the air because Rob was cussing. We were talking about Miranda Lambert, the country singer and ex-wife of Blake Shelton. And Rob said, F her. She was on Nashville Star, something or another. And I thought, well, was she a judge on that? Because, no, she was a contestant. And Rob auditioned to be on the show Nashville Star. And it was, kind of a copycat of American Idol, but for country singers. And he didn't make it, and he blacked out. He didn't even remember whether he sang well or not because he was so nervous.
Yeah.
But do you feel that way? You have such a bitter feeling about the experience that anybody who made it through Nashville Star, you have a vendetta against?
No, because I like Chris Young. He won the first season, I believe, and I don't know. Maybe I just don't like Miranda Lambert.
Was the first season, though, before you tried out?
Oh, you know what? Probably.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You can't hate somebody who did it before you did. You just hate everybody after you did it.
Yeah, that's it. That's got to be it.
So that's
kind of childish.
Oh, Chris Young won season 4. Never mind.
Huh?
Miranda Lambert was in season 1.
Wow. I don't
know then. Just don't like her.
And that may mean that he thinks that Miranda Lambert isn't that great, but he thinks Chris Young deserves it.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's good. So Chris Young deserves to have gone through and been the Nashville Star, but Miranda Lambert wasn't even as good as Rob, and then she ends up getting to be a star and all of that.
She's very nasally, so I don't know why they even went with her.
Mm-hmm.
Rare.
Yeah, she's very nasally. Actually got third, so.
That's an impressive. I mean, you got third on a talent show, and now you're she's a huge star,
isn't she? She's certainly bigger than Buddy Jewel, who won that season.
Yeah, that's true.
Buddy Jewel. Mm.
And I bet she remembers it.
Yeah, she did.
Probably true.
Didn't black out.
She probably remembers all of her performances.
I don't know. She, from what we hear, she drinks a lot. So allegedly.
We allegedly hear she drinks a lot.
I wonder if she also auditioned in a Hickory Tavern. Where did she do it?
Midtown Sundries,
like a restaurant.
Yeah.
I bet she did at the first.
Yeah, maybe she did. You're right.
She probably had to do it somewhere.
Yeah.
And that was before they let you go in front of Brett Michaels and them, because wasn't he one of the original judges?
Yeah, he was one of the original judges. Yeah.
But you didn't get to see them.
I didn't get to see him.
Yeah. Who were the other judges?
I'm trying to see season 1. Judges of the first season are people I've never heard of: Robert K. Orman, Tracy Gershon, and Charlie Robinson.
Oh,
so who were the judges on the season that you were there? Who ended up being the final judges?
I don't remember.
Wasn't Charlie Robinson the left fielder for the Padres?
So he's all we could get.
Who is batting seventh?
Emily Robinson's husband.
Who's Emily Robinson?
I thought, wasn't she in the Dixie Chicks?
Emily Strayer, is that her name? Yeah, that was.
Yeah,
Robinson, not Robinson. Robinson,
yeah.
Robinson.
R-O-B-I-S-O.
Oh, she's one of them Dixie Chicks.
Yeah.
He's racist. He's a songwriter, so he's, yeah.
They divorced in 2008. He figured it out.
Yeah, like, because, I mean, he was like, I don't want to be, I feel guilty about making all this money under that racist name, Dixie Chicks.
Oh, damn.
That's why I say they should give back or give, donate all the money they made since they've admitted that the Dixie Chicks was a racist name. Since they changed it to the Chicks, they should go back and give all the money they made under that racist name to other people.
Man,
that's what they ought to do.
And the Charlie Robinson guys did.
What?
Really?
He died last year at the age of 59. Oh. Cardiac arrest.
Season 3, when they finally got some known judges, they had Phil Vassar, Brett Michaels, and Sarah Evans.
Oh, Phil Vassar. I remember him. Yeah. Good.
Oh, and Anastasia Brown. So they didn't get all people you know of.
Yeah. Sarah Evans was good.
Yeah, she's great.
Mm-hmm.
Cletus T. Judd was the co-host. Too.
Cletus T. Judd.
I remember Cletus T. Judd. But yeah, Sarah Evans is still pretty.
Yeah, she's beautiful.
She's tall.
Wasn't Cletus T. Judd in a Toby Keith video?
Probably.
Yeah, he was big. It's like country music always seems to have a number one country comedian that's involved with the singers and all of that. You know, when we were growing up in the 70s and 80s, it was Jerry Clower. Yeah. Was part of the country music scene. The great Jerry Clower.
Oh, guys.
And then Cletus T. Judd was, because he was in a Shania, or, you know, he did a song about Shania, didn't he?
Yeah.
About being in love with Shania Twain or something. And then...
he had many classics.
Mm-hmm.
Such as I Love NASCAR instead of I Love This Bar.
That's right. He did a parody song.
Yeah, he did.
Ooh, I Love
If
NASCAR.
Shania Was Mine.
Yeah.
If Shania Was Mine. You know, making fun of Shania.
Ray Stevens was, you know, part of that funny country music stuff with the Streak and the Mississippi Squirrel Revival song.
What? Oh, man.
That was a pretty funny. That day the squirrel went berserk in the old self-righteous church, something like that.
Some other Cletus T. Judd classics as I've looked them up here. How Do You Milk a Cow? Mm-hmm. To the tune of How Do You Like Me Now?
Mm-hmm.
My cellmate thinks I'm sexy. To the tune of She Thinks My Tractor's Sexy. It's a Great Day to Be a Guy.
Yeah. It's a great day to be alive.
Yeah.
What about Cletus went down to Florida?
Yeah, I see that. Yep, Cletus T. Judd. There you go.
I was listening to Richie's Radio, which is the radio station that's personalized for me on the Apple Music. And a Travis Tritt song came up that I haven't heard in a while. And Riggins was talking about the other day how Travis Tritt has become really popular in the social medias and all now.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember the song Where Corn Don't Grow?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that's a great song.
Yeah.
I had forgotten about that one. Where Corn Don't Grow. If you've never heard that by Travis Tritt, go look it up. I think it's good.
That man's voice.
It's not exactly a pump and workout song, but it's not bad.
But yeah, he does have one called Put Some Drive in Your Country.
Yeah.
Nobody talks about that is an effing great song that will get you pumped up.
Man, I loved his music videos that were like one continuous story.
Oh.
When I was a kid, I loved
it. Yeah. We told you that we know the one that played Annie in his video.
I think so, yeah.
What's that song called?
Oh, I think
Anymore.
Anymore, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a great song.
Tell Me I Was Dreaming was another one.
And she was very pretty. She was a news anchor in Huntsville when we lived there.
I think in the videos, she died by hitting her temples on something.
Yeah.
And I, for the rest of my life, like as a kid, I was like, don't hit me on the temple.
I didn't even know you were Jewish. You can hit me in the cathedral, but not in the temple.
My God, you touch me in that temple.
Don't you dare hit me in this temple.
Wow. Yeah, Travis has got 5 multi-platinum albums.
Good for
you. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That man's got soul.
Yep.
He's great. I love Travis Tritt. I saw him one time on his first album in a bar. A huge bar in New Orleans, not a bar, a honky tonk. And I can only say that I saw him because I don't remember much else from the rest of the evening. I was hammered drunk in college. And I remember he came on stage and he had long hair and had a long white coat. That's my recollection of the evening right there.
Are you sure?
I saw him and I was like, damn, that's a, it was a white coat. And I don't know what else transpired, but at one point I woke up and I was in the truck.
Are you sure that you weren't talking to a New Orleans pimp, thinking that it was Travis Tritt? Long hair and a long white coat in New Orleans. That was a pimp.
I woke up in the truck.
But I do smell T-R-O-U-B-L-E with that.
Now I'm in the parking lot. Did I miss the show? What happened?
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little something extra. This is the Extra Funny Podcast.
The Ace and TJ Show and its charity, Peyton's Promise, are thrilled to partner with Lost Worlds Brewing. Lost Worlds Brewing has two great locations in Charlotte or Cornelius. And they've got some great weekday specials. On Monday nights, it's Neighborhood Night with $6 drafts, $7 well drinks, and $8 flights. Tuesday is Music Bingo at 7. Wednesday is half-price bottles of wine, and Thursday is Trivia Night. Find out more about Lost Worlds Brewing at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best Contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. LNCurrents.com.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards, all on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348. Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.